Albany 783 Triple M, you're with Atlas. We've got Maurice Mizzle, a global business futurist, on the line. Hey, Maurice, how are you doing?
Yeah, really good. Good morning, everyone, and welcome, Atlas. Great to be chatting.
Thank you. You too. So today we're talking about soft life rebellion. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Can. Strange term, isn't it? Soft life. But it refers to a response by a whole lot of people, mostly millennials, mostly Gen Ys, Gen Zs, who have been in the workforce for a little while and have gone through what I think is the catalyst for this becoming a title, which is soft life. And the catalyst is the last few years. It is the virus that we've all gone through. And they've looked at the way they work and they've looked at their life-work balance and said, we've just lived through an experience where we could work wherever we want, whenever we want. We're responsible for our work. And I kind of want that to continue on. I want to work. I'm going to give you everything you need from me, but you're going to have to be really flexible in allowing me to do it where, when, and how I want to do it.
That's really interesting because it's like it's changed the face of what a 9-to-5 looks like, essentially.
It blew it apart because until we had the last few years, we all knew there was a possibility of another way of working, but nobody was willing to take a gamble on it. You know, nobody was willing to experiment their workforce or their output or their profit on allowing people to be at home, to be on the beach or to be wherever else. All of a sudden, there was no choice. We had lived experience, we had people trialing it, and lo and behold, for a whole lot of businesses, not all, never all, but for a whole lot of businesses, it made sense. As long as you give me what I need from you, you can do it wherever and whenever you want, but meet your deadlines, meet your specifications, and all's great.
So it sounds like on the whole, people are still pretty keen to do the work. It's not about avoiding the work.
It isn't. I mean, this doesn't work for people that are trying to avoid work because you're not going to keep a job. It just doesn't matter whether you're in front of somebody 9-to-5 or doing it this way. If you're not doing what you're supposed to do, eventually you'll be caught out and you'll lose a job. It also doesn't work for all industries. We, of course, don't want our fireys and our Rambos and our teachers and all the rest of it to not be where they need to be because that works centralised. But for a number of people, it can be done wherever and whenever. Again, as long as we're meeting deadlines, as long as we're clear with what we expect from each other, we can do really great work. And it also has an upside for employers. They can choose talent from around the world because they don't physically have to house them anymore. They don't necessarily have to have the office space they had before. There are lots of things that make it a really reasonable thing for a number of people, not everyone, but a number of people to do as a model for how they might work.
Does this feel like a positive change to you?
I'm always positive. So I think it is, as long as we see it as one way to work. And that's the thing that I think is most important in everything about the way we live as humans. We should never be prescriptive. We should never say this is the only way to do it. We should say this is a way to do it. And that's what I think this soft life movement is. For a group of people, it makes perfect sense. It offers both the opportunity to do what needs to be done and to make a living and to progress with their life. For a whole lot of other people, it makes no sense whatsoever. They're not interested and they should carry on 9-to-5 or whatever model works for them.
How do you see this playing out in our future?
I'm hoping, and we're seeing really strong evidence of it, that we will be allowed for those people to offer this way of life. I also think it's imperative because a whole lot of people have been influenced into thinking 9-to-5 doesn't work for them. We can't disenfranchise them. We shouldn't because they have wonderful skills. They're terrific human beings. We need to find a way to engage all sorts of people into the workforce. And again, it'll work for some, it won't for others. So I think that if we can stay positive about it, if we see the way that this can be done and we treat it as adults, meaning that we do what and when is required, then I just think this is a glorious way to say it can be done for those that it makes sense for.
Thank you. That's such an interesting difference on the way that we could be working or some people are working. Thank you so much, Maurice.
A pleasure as always. Have a great week, everyone.
That was Maurice Mizzle, a global business futurist on Albany 783 Triple M.